Chapter 3. The Lady's Story. Although I was willing to play her little game, I was not without curiosity. "So be it, but I say, Solange," I began.
"I am listening, Albert," she replied.
"You are an aristocrat, that you admit."
"If I did not admit it, you would guess it."
"And you were followed because you were suspected of being an aristocrat?"
"I fear so."
"And you were hiding to escape persecution?" I asked.
"In the Rue Férou, number 24, with Madame Ledieu, whose husband was my father's coachman. You see, I have no secrets from you, my dear rescuer."
"And your father?"
"My dear Albert, I shall hide nothing that relates to me, but my father's secrets are his. My father, too, is in hiding and is hoping to make his escape. That is all I can tell you at the moment."
I asked her what she planned to do. She said that she hoped to escape with her father, but that if it were not immediately possible, she would wait for the right opportunity. In fact, she had been coming from a meeting with her father when the sergeant had arrested her this evening.
"Dearest Solange, you observed all that took place tonight?" I asked. "Yes, I saw that you had influence," said the young woman. "I am sorry that my own power is not very great. However, I have friends. One of them is an important man." "Do you intend to ask him to help my father escape?"
"No, I reserve him for you."
"But my father..."
"I have other ways of helping your father."
"Other ways?"
asked Solange. "If I help your father, will you then sometimes think of me?" I asked.
"I shall remember you well all of my life."
She said these words with a delightful show of devotion. Then she looked at me beseechingly and said,
"But will that satisfy you?"
"Yes," I said.
"I was not mistaken. You are kind and giving. I thank you for my father and myself. Even if you should fail, I shall be thankful for what you have already done."
"When shall we meet again, Solange?"
"When do you think it necessary to see me again?"
"Tomorrow, when I hope to have good news for you," I said.
"Well, tomorrow then."
"Where?"
"Here."
"Here in the street?"
"Why, yes," she cried. "You see, it is the safest place. For 30 minutes while we have been talking here, not a soul has passed."
"Why may I not go to you, or you come to me?"
"Because it would harm the good people I am staying with if you should come to me, and it would give rise to serious risk if I should go to you."
"Oh, I would give you the pass of one of my relatives," I said.
"And send your relative to the guillotine if I should be accidentally arrested?"
"True. I will bring you a pass made out in the name of Solange."
"Lovely. You observe Solange is my real name."
We arranged to meet at 10 o'clock the following night. She told me to be by the door at 5 minutes before 10. She would come down to find me.
"At 10 tomorrow, then, dear Solange." "Tomorrow at 10, dear Albert."
I wanted to kiss her. She offered me her brow.